Open your hearts to receive the Word of God as it comes to us from the Gospel of Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going to the region between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they cried out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Then he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, prostrated himself in front of Jesus' feet, and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except for this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up, go your way, for your faith has made you well." The word of life. Thanks be to God. This begins the passage where Jesus is headed towards Jerusalem, towards the end of his life, and we all know what happens in Jerusalem. And on the way, Jesus is moving into that part of town where he's not supposed to go. That place that your mother said, "Don't go there, there's only going to be trouble." That place between Galilee and Samaria, that place on the south side of Oklahoma City, that place where it's dangerous, they have guns, there are gangs, don't go there. Jesus was always crossing the social boundaries and the geographical boundaries of his time. I once read that confidence is the ability to see a no trespassing sign and ignore it. And Jesus certainly did that in his ministry. Jesus sees 10 lepers and they call out, "Master," which is the same word that the disciples use for Jesus. "Help us." Because there was no hope. It was Ebola without a cure. There was no hope for them. Nothing but despair. And everyone in this room knows what it's like to have leprosy. We know what it's like to be told, "You're a woman, you can't do that. Your sexual orientation gets in the way of us being able to love you." The Southern Baptists in Oklahoma City are talking about sexuality this weekend. I wonder what they're going to say. Plenty, perhaps. But I wonder more what they're going to do. And it marks Jesus' journey that one is healed and comes back praising God. In the Gospel of Luke, a lot of praising God goes on around Jesus. There's a praising of God from the shepherds in chapter 2. The centurion at the end of his life, and in between, the woman who's healed with the hemorrhage of blood, the blind man who is the beggar, is cured and he starts praising God. The Greek is to give glory to God. And I don't mean to sound like Fred Craddock, but, you know, Jesus heals. He sees the person, first of all. He sees their pain. He transforms their life, and a lot of praising God goes on. I just think that ought to catch on. I think that's the work of the church. That we see each other's pain. We create an atmosphere of transformation, of healing and acceptance and love. And then we join hands with our sisters and brothers and we praise God. Because we all have leprosy. And we all need transformation. And sometimes we need to walk through those hard patches with one another. After the loss of my mom, I spent my first 6 months just trying to keep myself from falling apart. And if I would go into a person's hospital room and they would talk about the death of their mother, then psychologically, we call it, my mom walked in the room. And I kept trying to get mom out of the room, just stand outside in the hall. I'll be there in a minute. And my supervisor said, "Why don't you let your pain help? Why don't you bring your mom into the room?" So I was with a soldier the other day. His brother had died the day before. He'd lost 90% of his colon, and the cancer was back. He told me his mom had died 3 years before. And he looked me straight in the eye and he said, "Do you know what that's like?" Mom walked in the room. And I said, "I don't know what your pain's like, but I know what mine is." We're all lepers. And we need to be bringing people together and loving them in transformational ways. The secular world knows how to do this. Sometimes I think better than we do. I heard on the BBC radio that there was a small thing that started, and it's called Can Soup Heal the World? And this 33-year-old woman, transformational woman, in the midst of Detroit, at their worst economic problems, she got some other social entrepreneurs together, and they had soup. You paid $5 for a bowl of soup that was donated. They had salad and a crust of bread. 4 different groups showed up, and they presented something that they wanted to do. They had 4 minutes to present it. They could be asked 4 questions, and then they went and talked and ate soup. At the end of the meal, people voted to determine whose project would get funded. And the guys whose project got funded, they wanted to build seats and benches in the bus terminals or where the bus stops were. But they didn't want to just build the benches there. They wanted to build them in a way where people would interact. And they also put drawers in the benches and filled them with donated books. There was a young girl who caught the bus close to her junior college, and she found a textbook that she needed, and it saved her $150. So once a month, the city of Detroit gets together, and they eat soup, and it's called Detroit Soup, creating transformational ways. Knowing that we all have leprosy, knowing that Jesus calls us to be transformational communities, I encourage you to think about how we can transform ourselves, how we can transform this community, and how we can bring the genius of Christ and the healing to other people. Think about it, because we all have leprosy. Amen.